Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Hamisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam Sefer Sanhedrin in the Sefer Sharif in the Book of Judges, where in this Perek we discuss the actual four types of execution that the courts enact. As Rambam gives halacha alef regarding how do they go about this execution. So Kitsa Mitzvah Sanhedrin, how was the mitzvah of someone who is stoned to death? So Rachug mi Beis Haskila, at a distance from the place of where the stoning was happening, of Arba Amas, of four Amas, so they would strip the one who is liable for the death penalty of skila from begad, from his garments. But they covered over his general area from the front. But the woman is not stoned, all undressed. Rather, she would wear one garment so that she's not disgraced. Now, the place of where the stoning was happening was two stories high. They would go up to the top. The one who's going to be executed and his witnesses. The other basuris and his hands were tied. One of his witnesses would push him on his loins, meaning by his waist, from behind him. He would turn over and fall on his heart, on his chest, down to the ground. Flat on his face. But if he died from that fall, they fulfilled the obligation, because it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, suckle you suckle, stoning he should surely be stoned, or he will be thrown down. So you see that the equivalent of skila is also being thrown to one's death. Hine, you see, hishva niskal, the one who's being stoned, is equalized, whether the stone falls on him, imanitchav, with that one who's being pushed to his death, shenafalu ba'atzmal arts, where he falls himself on the ground. So that's the equivalent. But if he doesn't die from this push, so the witnesses pick up this stone that was laying over there for this purpose of a load that only two people could lift up. Now, however, the second witness, he loosens his grip a little bit so that his friend could push with all his might, because two people doing it together, actually one will be holding back the other one. And the first guy throws the stone on that guy's chest. If the defendant dies from that, you have to fulfill the obligation. If not, then he's stoned by all the Jewish people. Shemak says in the Pasuk, in the bottom, it's the hands of the witnesses who are first to go and kill him. And the hands of all the people are the ones who do it at the end. Now, someone who worships idolatry, so they don't stone him, but only by the gate of the city where he did the Avodah Zarah. But if, let's say, it's a city, the majority are non-Jewish, and we're concerned that for the hatred, or they're not going to allow it, so and then they stone them by the opening of the court. But that was that Kabbalah Mepeyashmo, because this is a tradition that is learned from the Pasuk, El Sharecha, to your gate, says Sha'ar Sha'avid, but that refers to the gate where he worshipped, but Lesha Negma Dina, but not the gate that of where his verdict was decided. Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah San Esrafim. What's the mitzvah of someone who's burned to death? They would submerge him up until his knees in fertilizer so that he doesn't move around, and that then by mistake the hot lead might fall on his flesh on the outside. So to make sure he stays still, they submerge him up until his knees in fertilizer. And they put a hard kerchief inside a soft one, meaning because we don't want to. And the soft one is not going to really choke him to make him open up his mouth. And at the same time, the hard one might rip the flesh off his throat. And therefore, you put the strong one in the inside to choke him, and the soft one on the outside to protect on the skin. And they wrap it around his neck. And there's two witnesses. One pulls towards him. The other one pulls towards him. Until it forces him to open up his mouth. Matichim, and they melt as abedil the tin or vesefers or the lead or kids from any similar type of a hot metal. And they throw it into his mouth. And it goes down and it burns his intestines. Halachadal mitzvah anaragim. What's the mitzvah of those who are beheaded? Matizin esreisha b'sayif. They chop off his head with a sword. Kederach shemalach ma'aser, just like the kings do, the governments do. Halachahay mitzvah hanechnokim. What's the mitzvah of strangulation? They submerge the one who's guilty up until his knees in fertilizer. And they put the hard kerchief inside the soft one. And they wrap it around his neck. He pulls towards him, and the other guy pulls the other direction towards him. Until the person dies from strangulation. Lachavav continues with an added element of hanging. Mitzvah says the positive commandment, litlis es amagadif va'ibad v'dizar. someone who was a blasphemer, who Chas Hashem curses God or worships idolatry, they have to be hanging. Shlomo says the pasuk in Devarim, ki kilas elohim, with the way it's read in this context, is because cursing God totally forced a person to hang. So you see the blasphemer being mentioned. And everybody deserves them, and regarding someone who worships idolatry, it says in Bamidbar, Es Hashem hu Megadif, that he's blaspheming to God. So you see that he has the same halacha like Megadif, so that he should also hang. Now, Bo'ish Nitla, it's only a man who hangs, but Be'in Nish Nitlis, but the woman doesn't hang. Kashnevet says the pasuk in the bottom, P'chiyeh Be'ish Chet Mishpat Mavis, when there's going to be in a man a sin requiring a judgment of death, Bo'humas, he's going to be killed, but Talisa Eisai, and you're going to hang him and not her. Halacha Zayin, Ketzad Mitzvah Nitla, what's the mitzvah of how you hang the person? After you stone this Megadif or this Obed of Edzara, so you submerge a beam into the ground. The eight yates of Mimeno, now you have a piece of wood coming out from that beam. And you put his two hands near each other. And you hang him by his hands. Right before the sun is starting to set. And you untie him right away. If he spends the night like that, hanging overnight, even a love balei, say they violate a negative prohibition. Time like it says in the pasuk, leisol neblos el eitz, his carcass, his corpse should not be hanging on the wood overnight. Halacha ches. Umitzas say there's a positive commandment, likber as kol arugi bezn biyamariga, to bury all those executed by the courts on the day that they're executed. Shlomo says in the pasuk, but they keep covered tikparin biyamahu, because you're going to surely bury him on that day. And b'lei arugi bezn mavad, that's not only for those who are executed by the courts. El kol amil nes mesa, anyone who leaves his relative who died overnight, Evil of Blaise say violates a negative prohibition. But if let's say they left him overnight for his honor, to bring for him a coffin and burial shrouds, then he would not violate the negative prohibition. Halacha tes, ain't toilin al ilon hamachub lekarka, but you don't hang the one who is stoned on the tree that's still attached to the ground. El al talish, only like we said, from a beam that's been detached. The reason is because you don't want to have that there's another step that has to be done till you go out and bury him, because it would be lacking that you still have to chop down the tree. Why? Because the wood that he's hanging on gets buried with him. And so it would have to be another step. And why do we have to bury it? Because we don't want it to be a bad memory. They're going to say, that's the wood that person was hanging on. So to avoid another step, it cannot be a tree that's still attached to the ground. So to the stone that he was stoned with, and the sword that was used to behead him, and the kerchief that was used to choke them, they're all buried in the area within Dalai Lama's of the one who was executed, but not in the grave itself. Lachayud sums up those who are liable for these four different types of death penalties. Call on the Skan Shabbat Torah. All those in the Torah that have to be stoned are Shemayin Asar, are 18 different types. Ve'elahim, and they are. Habala Aim, if someone cohabits with his mother, Valeshus Av, with his stepmother, meaning his father's wife, Al-Kalasa, with his daughter-in-law, Valdana Marasa, and the betrothed maiden, Valazachar, engages in homosexuality with a man, Vashaychavim Behema, bestiality lays with an animal, or Va'isha Mavias Mehmaleo, or a woman who brings the animal onto her, Vamagadav, a blasphemer, Va'ivadav, deserves him, worships idolatry, Vanusin Mazar Lamoylech, and he gives from his children to this this idol, called Melech, where they would pass his son on the fire in the presence of their priests. Not that they would burn him, they would just pass him from one side to the other side through the flame. Uval oiv, uval adoini, two types of divination, of sorcery. Vamasis, if someone seduces an individual to avodah zarah. Vamadiach, if someone seduces a whole city to do avodah zarah. Vamachashev, and if someone goes ahead and commits sorcery. And vahamachal, it's a Shabbos. If someone desecrates the Shabbos, Mekal Ova Imay, if he curses his father or his mother, and the Ben Seremayr, and the rebellious and wayward son, which has certain criterion for the way he behaves, that they give him this death penalty. Halach Yud Aleph, Kol HaNasrafim, all those who get the death penalty of being burnt, are Asar HaTen, Ve'elehim, and they are Abbas Kayin, the daughter of a Kayin, Shizinza Techaz Baila, that if she commits adultery when she's already married, in contrast to when she's just engaged. Oval bita, if someone cohabits with his daughter that's not his wife's daughter, but rather a daughter from a woman that he had violated out of wedlock. And on val bas bita, and his daughter that he had out of wedlock, her daughter, his granddaughter. Val bas benoy, and his son's daughter. Val bas ishte, and his wife's daughter. Val bas bita, and her daughter's daughter. Val bas benoy, and her son's daughter. Vachamayse and on his mother-in-law, Valim Chamayse and his mother-in-law's mother, Valim Chamav and his father-in-law's mother. But Vahusha Balin B'chai Yishte, these are only if he had relations with them when his wife was still alive. But after his wife's death, Hadin B'kadosh B'lbad B'chalal Arayis, then they're just with the penalty of Karis, of dying in some way from heaven, which included in all the other categories of the forbidden relationships. Halachi Beis, Hanerogen, those who are beheaded with the sword, are Shnaim, are only two, Ritzech, a murderer, the Hanidach, and the members of the Ir HaNidachas, those who, from as a whole city, were seduced to do Avodah Zarah, that whole city is wiped out by the sword. Halachi Gimel, Hanechnaken, those who are strangulated, are Shish, are six Ve'elim, and they are Habal Eshesis, someone has relations with a married woman. Hachevel Ba'avai Be'imah, if someone injures his father or his mother, Begoyin Nefesh Misol, he kidnaps a Jewish person. Bezaka Mamre, regarding the person who rebels against the words of the Sanhedrin, and he rules against them. Unabi HaShekher, the false prophet who he prophesies what he didn't hear from Hashem. V'masnam B'shemim Hashem Avodah Zarah, and someone who prophesies the name of an idol that he says, the Avodah Zarah said to do this and this. So that's six. Nimtzu Kol Aruge Bezin, if you calculate all the four different types of executions, comes out to a total of Shishu or Shleshim of 36, which that could be alluded to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Loi Hechen Kli Mabes, that Loi is the gematria of Lamed Vavish, 36, were prepared as for the instruments of the death penalty.